Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN here at 921. We're chatting with Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed and Board Member Katrina Lewison here from USD 383 Manhattan-Ogden Schools, as we do every couple weeks here each month. As the school board has a meeting tonight, they have a work session at 5:30 and the regular business meeting coming up at 6:30. And we're going to circle back a little bit here to the hiring. And Katrina, we mentioned there are some positions that have been filled, but still quite a few needing to be filled here district-wide.
Yeah, I think that the important piece here is that of course, there's always hiring that is happening at USD 383. One of the reasons that we wanted to staff up was so that we could have those lower classroom numbers. That was one of our risk mitigating factors that we identified. And so, as Eric said, we hired 16 positions, but we still have dozens open, 47 positions open in USD 383. So we would encourage community members to look on the 383 website, look at a position that they might be good for. We have bus driver positions open, we have substitute positions open, and several other critical positions that we could really use our community's help on. And I don't know, Eric, if you want to comment on that at all.
Yeah, I think we identified about 40 plus. That's down from 85 plus, I think, back in November when I looked at that. So, we're making progress, but always food service. You know, I think we're still a couple short across the board in food service and always need custodial maintenance. So, yeah, just get on there and check out if there's something you're interested in. Every person we have, you know, allows us to keep functioning and allows us to keep pushing forward. So the stronger the margin is, the less chance we have to change what we're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and kudos to everybody who's applied and kind of helping fill the gaps there. That's so important. As far as other things here on the agenda tonight, let's talk about donations and grants. That's always kind of a fun topic. And Katrina, you have some information on that?
Sure. I'm going to read off the donations and grants that were given to 383. An $8,105 cash grant from Ash Grove Charitable Foundation to the Infant Toddler Services of Riley County to purchase a new spot vision screener. $4,000 cash donation from the Fridge Wholesale Liquor to Bluemont for the purchase of a new PA system and other building needs. A $500 cash donation from Melinda Wilkerson to Manhattan High School for student needs. $700 donation from Grace Baptist Church to Manhattan High School for a back snacks program. $8,000 cash donation from the Fridge Wholesale Liquor to Manhattan High School for the softball program. $4,000 donation from Riley County Raising Riley to Eugene Field Early Learning Center for behavioral and mental health personnel. And $1,227 cash donation from First Presbyterian Church to the Early Learning Program for social services support. And as always, we thank all of the donations and the grants that come to 383 because it helps us to do our job of educating kids.
Yeah, no doubt about it. That's always good to hear so much support here coming in from our community and our business community primarily there in that report. Good job, guys. As far as other new business here tonight, we talked a little bit about some of the purchases that will be discussed. One of them I see, Eric, involves a change order here with that Manhattan High School project.
Yeah, well, anytime you're in a $30 million construction project, you're going to have some change orders in there. And this deals with IT closets and laying down the wire for those closets. So something we had to clean up that we got ahead of when they did the GMP originally. So we're coming back to that one.
All right. Boy, that whole area right now is in the city of Manhattan is got a lot of construction going on there. Is any difficulty getting in and out of the high school right now?
That's a great question. I think obvious answer is yes. The city's currently doing a sewer project and drainage project in the same area. We're kind of coordinating with that because we'll tie in some of our lines to the city sewer that'll go down Sunset. So right now, it's the street is closed at Oak and Westwood. So there's a little detour back through the neighborhoods to the zoo to get to the east parking lot or to get to the south parking lot. I'm sorry. We lost some parking in the front, but we gained some parking in the back. It's going to be messy for a little bit, but I keep saying it'll be nice when it's done.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. Well, that's progress takes time. That's the best way to say that. There's also a resolution here tonight, and I'm not sure exactly what this is, but maybe you could shed a little light on the resolution 2021-11.
Yeah, the continuation of Families First Coronavirus Response Act. And this is part of the act that Congress passed to address the coronavirus. And so, Eric, I think you can probably better explain the practical application of that to our district.
Yeah, when COVID first hit, Congress passed something that put some requirements on businesses, but also gave some support. And that was for different leave options. You know, how do you handle this as a business, and how you're going to be supported to make sure everybody does quarantine, they stay home when they're supposed to, and they're safe. So ESSA funds came in for all that, which they extended at the end of December, but it didn't apply to public entities. So basically what we're saying is we're going to continue on with those same leave practices addressing COVID for our staff that we have. We will see. It's likely that Congress and new administration might push something forward that includes us in on that. And the language in this resolution is written to support that whatever the law is, that's what we're going to follow. But this is kind of an assurance for our employees that we're going to take care of you if you're quarantined or you get COVID in the same capacity we would have in last spring, summer, or even this fall.
Gotcha. Okay. And then in terms of the real estate transfer agreement, what does that entail?
That's really nothing big. With our Amherst property, we have an agreement with the city. Along Reef, there's some city property, and then if we ever did build a school there, that we would acquire that property so we could come in from the Reef side instead of the Amherst side, or at least have the option. So we originally had that for that agreement for a couple of years, and we're just extending it.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, as far as, looking ahead to next month, some other items of note here will be coming up on February 3rd, including the mid-year enrollment report.
Yeah, the enrollment report's always good. And one thing I want to point back to on this meeting, the report, is the number of semester graduates we have. And I believe that's in the range of 88 semester graduates. Our usual number for that is around the 20s and 30s. So we've had a lot of people, and I know the high school, I'll kind of credit the counselors and administrators over there. They kind of front-loaded schedules to help seniors that wanted to take that path, to be able to take that path. This isn't a normal year whatsoever, so you saw a lot of people doing that, more than normal. And then, I'll report on kind of where we're at enrollment-wise. It's always fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you mentioned the graduates. Has there been any discussion on what a commencement ceremony might look like here this spring? Is it still too early to talk about that?
Actually, Mr. Doris popped by my office yesterday with the first conversation about that. Right now, I'll just say I'm hopeful that we'll be able to do that in some capacity.
Okay. Well, keep fingers crossed there, because it sure was tough last year. And then I guess we'll also start hearing about redistricting next month as well.
Well, next month is when the report comes to the board. So, we're planning on addressing redistricting on the agenda at the next meeting in February.
And just a reminder to community members, based on community members' feedback, we did go back and ask the administration and the redistricting committee to look at a couple of different options. And so there are some new options. So new maps were put up on the USC 383 website for community input. And Eric, if I'm not mistaken, that input window is still open where community members can go and comment on the new map options.
Yes, ma'am, you are correct. It is open until Friday, at the end of business on Friday.
And this is a good example to me as a board member of getting community input, because of course this is a process and the board wants to be informed as possible as to what community members' concerns are. And the emails that I've received as a board member, and I know other board members have received, have been really informative. We can see people's passions coming through in where they want their kids to school, go to school. And from my perspective, what I want to communicate to community members is that I think that all of our 383 schools are are excellent schools. The standards are the same across all schools, and no matter where the redistricting maps eventually end up placing your house, which school your kids will go to, I think that you can rest assured that your kids will be in an excellent education environment, and I have no doubt that they will have a good experience in whichever school they go to.
All right. That's encourage people to check that out, because, you know, that's the only way that you guys can make it right for the greater population here. Of course, you're not going to please everybody, but you do the best you can there, and that's a very important process that has to get worked through here with the new school building coming online. Anything else, guys?
Not. It's all good. You know, we continue to work hard, and I remind everybody back to what Katrina talked about, continue the safety precautions. Do everything you can to make that happen. We're going to keep fighting for it, so you guys got to fight with us. Everyone does.
Yep. And one other thing, that we are going to be voting tonight on new board leadership. So I don't think we've talked about that yet. The folks who expressed interest, Jardine Coleman, who's currently our board vice president, and new board member Kristen Brighton, expressed interest in president and vice president. And so we will officially vote on that today. But I just want to thank them for stepping up in that leadership role. Of course, any public service can be tough at times, and this year certainly has highlighted the difficulty of sometimes being a public servant in any capacity. Of course, the coronavirus provided many uncertain situations for board members and administration alike.
And I'll kind of jump on that, Katrina. It also, you know, if you change board member or board leadership, that means if Carla Hagemeister has been our president this past year, I just want to give her a shout out on the outstanding job Carla did this year. I know last January she didn't foresee any of this, and that's not how she envisioned her year as president to go. But she has been absolutely phenomenal, and I hope the community recognizes that, sees that, and gives her the praise that she deserves. She's doing it out of her heart, but she did an exceptional job.
I agree. Yep. Carla has done a phenomenal job as our board leader.
Yeah. Yeah. Kudos to her. And I think, you know, Jardine and Kristen would be great for that position too. So we'll see.
That'd be great. The scary part is they know a little more what they're getting into this year.
That's true. All right. Well, 6:30 is the regular business meeting. 5:30 is the work session. Well, yeah, Eric Reed, Katrina Lewis, and thanks so much for the time this morning.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you both. Appreciate it.
All right. Stay tuned. All right. We will hear from Kevin Ingram next from Manhattan Christian College on News Radio KMAN.